The wide open spaces of the West will not necessarily stay wide open. Population keeps growing, people keep moving, and cities move into the countryside. Unless somebody says, let's preserve this, which is what's happening with the MacArthur Swamp in eastern Shasta County. It is now protected by agreements and land transfers involving several parties. At the center of this is Pacific Gas and Electric, which donated 4,500 acres of the swamp. Let's hear more about the MacArthur Swamp plans. Two guests, Amy Crawford is with PG&E, where she's the hydro support manager and has been heavily involved in this whole process. Hi, Amy.
Hello. Good morning, Jeff.
It's good to have you here. Also with us is Heidi Krolik, who's the executive director of the Pacific Forest and Watershed Lands Stewardship Council, which often just refers to itself as Stewardship Council. Hi, Heidi.
Good morning, Jeffrey. Really happy to be with you.
Good to have you both here. Amy, let's start with you. PG&E owns a lot of land. For what reason? Because it needed rights of way or for hydro projects or all the above?
Yeah, PG&E owns about 140,000 acres in the Sierras and the Cascades, all associated with its hydro portfolio. And it's all land that PG&E acquired in really the first part of the 20th century as it was buying up a lot of small predecessor companies, predecessor hydro and electric companies.
So
we essentially bought everything that those companies owned, including all the lands.
Okay, so all these smaller companies started up, and as PG&E was getting bigger, it just bought up the smaller ones.
Yep, just took everything everybody had. So we now we'll have fewer at the end of this effort that we're going to talk about, but we have over 1,000 separate legal parcels that we own, comprising about 140,000 acres in 9 different counties.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about what goes on in the MacArthur Swamp. That is a hydro project area, or was?
It actually is, yeah. There's our whole holding, PG&E's entire holding at the swamp was a little over 7,000 acres. As you mentioned, we've just given about 4,500 of it away to the Fall River RCD. The land that we're retaining is land that we actively use for hydro operations currently and will continue to use. That land will also be protected as well, though, through this effort.
And what is the hydro operation there? What do you have there?
Big Lake is up there, and then there's canals that pull water from the Tule River and send it down to the Pitt River.
Okay, and how much power generation comes out of there?
You know, I don't have that number right off the top of my head.
And what's the licensing status? Is that something that has been relicensed recently, or is it pending or something like that?
That one is in an active license. It's not in relicensing right now. It's actively licensed.
All right. So what's the situation then? What allowed PG&E to be able to say, hey, look, we don't need all this land. We can let some of this go.
Yeah. So Heidi may want to chime in on this, or you may want to turn to her too. So essentially, in a nutshell, for those listening who remember bankruptcy in the early 2000s, PG&E went through bankruptcy. During that process, there was a stakeholder group that was very focused on PG&E's watershed lands and focused on the long-term protection of those lands, as you mentioned at the outset, Jeff. And so through the bankruptcy process and the settlement negotiation, those stakeholder groups and PG&E came to agreement that PG&E would permanently protect all 140,000 acres of its watershed lands through conservation easements and would also give away a subset of those lands to qualified conservation organizations. So that's really kind of the crucible that this all came out of. And then myself and Heidi's team and a lot of other folks within PG&E and outside have been working since the early 2000s to actually implement the goals and give away certain lands and achieve all of the conservation objectives.
All right, so a mixture of easements and actual land donations involved.
Yeah, everything's going to have an easement on it, and then a certain subset of land will no longer be in PG&E's ownership, such as the swamp.
Amy Crawford is with PG&E, Pacific Gas and Electric. She's the hydro support manager. We're talking about the donation of land at MacArthur Swamp and some easements as well. Heidi Krolik joins us too. She's executive director at the Stewardship Council, full name the Pacific Forest and Watershed Lands Stewardship Council. You can join the conversation on the exchange at 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org. Heidi, tell us about the Stewardship Council and what it's all about.
Great. Yes. So as Amy mentioned, under the settlement agreement and stipulation that PG&E reached with the CPUC back in 2003, the Stewardship Council was formed actually the following year in 2004. We are an independent 501c3 nonprofit organization that was really set up to oversee the land conservation commitment that stemmed from the settlement agreement, and really oversee this land conservation and conveyance process, as well as a separate youth investment program that focuses on getting youth, primarily underserved youth, connected with the outdoors. So really our mission and focus is to protect and enhance PG&E's watershed lands and uses, and invest in efforts that will really improve the lives of young Californians through connections with the outdoors.
So was the Stewardship Council in essence created by the settlement of the 2003 bankruptcy?
That's correct. Yes. Yeah. And the land conservation arm of the Stewardship Council, the idea is once our work is complete, the organization will no longer exist. So we have an interesting mission and a finite lifespan. But really, we're looking to, develop a plan and implement a plan to conserve, as Amy mentioned, about 140,000 acres of PG&E's watershed properties, and make recommendations for organizations to both obtain fee ownership and hold conservation easements. And we're working with a whole host of organizations throughout the state. I think we're really fortunate to work with a really diverse and committed group of project partners, both public entities. So we're working at the federal, state, and local level. So Forest Service, California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection, state parks, various counties, RCDs, University of California. We're working with recognized Native American tribes, so both the Potter Valley Tribe and the Pitt River Tribes, and nonprofit conservation organizations like the Maidu Summit Consortium, which is a group of Native entities that have come together to form a nonprofit group. And then we're working with about 12 conservation easement holders throughout the state to ensure these lands are protected through conservation easements, which are primarily local land trusts, but also we have a state entity, Department of Fish and Wildlife, as well as a local RCD that are going to be holding conservation easements.
So it sounds like it ends up a bit of a patchwork of ownership.
Yes. Well, there'll be a large portion of the lands that PG&E will retain ownership of, and then we're anticipating at the end of the day close to 40,000 acres throughout the state that will be donated to one or more entities. And again, we're Shasta County up in the north, Kern County in the south, and extend west into the Mendocino and Lake County area with the Eel River watershed. So it's a pretty expansive area.
Truly is. Okay. So, Amy Crawford, give us an idea of some of the uniqueness of the MacArthur Swamp. And first of all, it doesn't seem like a natural place to have a swamp. So what's what's some of the story there?
Yeah. How did the swamp become a swamp? So the swamp is like a lot of other what we would know as wetlands throughout the West. It's an area that, is more of a naturally occurring wetland, and it's right there in the shadow of Mount Shasta. It's a glorious, glorious spot. So it was, diked for agricultural uses in the early 1900s by the MacArthurs. John MacArthur was the ancestor who settled that area. And if anybody who's listening has ever been to MacArthur Burney Falls State Park, there's also an ownership connection there, a historic connection there. So the MacArthurs, used the property for agriculture for many years. The property was acquired by PG&E's predecessor company and then later came into PG&E's ownership. PG&E has actively had the property in agricultural management, working with the local MacArthur Range Management Association for many, many, many years. And that partnership is going to continue as the Fall River RCD now becomes the landowner. The other incredible significance to the property is its location for migrating waterfowl. It is very significant, and that's why Ducks Unlimited was interested in holding the conservation easement, because it directly relates to their mission. The swamp is located within the Southern Oregon, Northeast California region, and it's one of the most important spring staging areas in North America for wildfowl to be moving through.
So it's part of the Pacific Flyway.
Exactly. It's a key part of the Pacific Flyway, which I'm sure you're literate in this, and probably a lot of other people are too. That the area, the absolute available wetland area within the Pacific Flyway just continues to diminish. And so getting this land actually protected by conservation easement, not only the land that we're donating, but also the remaining land that PG&E owns, so over 7,000 acres permanently protected, is a very significant accomplishment for all of us who are involved in it. Recent spring surveys, this is according to data from Ducks Unlimited, recent spring surveys found that about 5 million ducks and waterfowl and over 700,000 geese stop in the region after migrating from the Central Valley wetlands. So the basins are very important for, you know, staging, feeding, resting, and breeding grounds for these birds.
5 million ducks every spring?
This was recent spring surveys.
Okay. But wow, yeah. So basically 5 million ducks in one season.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
And it includes, again, this is all from DU's data. They're saying that it includes one third of the continental population of northern pintail.
Okay. Northern pintail ducks.
So, right. Yeah. So it's a significant, you know, it's significant, I think, also for those who are familiar with Shasta County. I mean, that land up there is so rich. It's, you know, got phenomenal resources, both cultural. It's a very significant area for all of the tribes that are up there. And Heidi mentioned earlier that we are partnering through the Land Conservation Commitment effort. We are partnering with a lot of different tribes. This area is within the Pitt River Tribe Territory. It's adjacent to Ajumawi State Park, so it's, you know, culturally important. And the Pitt River Tribe has been involved throughout the conservation planning process with the RCD and will continue to be as the RCD takes ownership and realizes its goals for the property.
We're talking about MacArthur Swamp in eastern Shasta County changing hands. Amy Crawford is with the old owner, Pacific Gas and Electric. She's the hydro support manager there. Heidi Krolik is the executive director of the Pacific Forest and Watershed Lands Stewardship Council, the stewardship council set up to help PG&E part with some of these sensitive lands. You can join us on the exchange. Questions or comments, welcome by phone at 800-838-3760 or by email at jx@jeffnet.org. Heidi, it seems like a fairly complicated process with all the different parties involved. And I know even the announcement about the conveyance in October ran to 3 pages. There's lots of other paperwork available online, too. So this is not something that happens overnight, I gather.
No, you know, that there's a lot of truth to that. So actually, MacArthur Swamp was one of our very first pilot projects. And we've been at this. It's been a long road, but I think the end result is something that we're all really proud and pleased with. So it's very exciting for us to see this pilot project come to fruition when it closed in October. And as Amy mentioned, it's MacArthur Swamp is just really, it's such a special place because of, you know, it's significant size and resource values. I think this project in particular really exemplifies the kind of one of the Stewardship Council's core values, which is collaboration. I think this is collaboration to a T. The property is going to be managed collaboratively with the Resource Conservation District, Fall River RCD, the Pitt River Tribe, and then there's sort of a third arm to the management team, which is this technical expert team, the Technical Advisory Committee, which is comprised of adjacent landowners, lessees, you know, members of the public, with really this overarching management goal of having this property be a true demonstration project. So it's really the implementation of a land management plan, various projects that will enhance the property's values, with really this overall goal to enhance wildlife and resource protection, the agricultural values, while also, as Amy mentioned earlier on, you know, really supporting a viable grazing operation, which is a really important economic component in the region. So,
right. So grazing, grazing will continue there, you're saying?
That's correct. Mm-hmm. That's correct. So, yeah, I think the idea is really it's a demonstration of how the various values on the property can coexist. You know, they can be balanced and harmonized and really enhanced to provide mutual benefits that, you know, this can really be sort of a learning ground. Learning grounds for how this might be, sort of lessons learned.
Are there any specific ideas, Heidi, for things that will, projects that will enhance the land further, things that are on the drawing board now?
Yeah, great question. So, you know, we're really pleased as part of the $100 million that was provided to the Stewardship Council, $70 million is dedicated to the Land Conservation Program. $30 million is dedicated to our Youth Investment Program, as I mentioned earlier. And with MacArthur Swamp, I think the Stewardship Council board really acknowledged the significance of this property for all of the reasons we're talking about today. And has contributed a significant amount of funding to date and a plan for some continued support to the Resource Conservation District and the partners up there. So that includes a contribution of funding toward a range manager to help to manage the MacArthur Swamp property, as well as another property that the Fall River Resource Conservation District is slated to receive. And the board's going to be considering a variety of sort of initial proposed enhancement projects out on the lands, things like some safety and infrastructure improvements, a whole variety of resource surveys, and the development of plans. Part of the, you know, the interesting thing with this process is that many of the lands that are available for fee title donation, there haven't necessarily been extensive surveys or studies on all of the properties. So we're finding that that's kind of one of the critical key steps, you know, with the RCD coming on and taking on land ownership and management, is that surveys and studies often need to be done to sort of get a lay of the land and help to inform, you know, management objectives for the site and future possible enhancement projects. So this is certainly a property, you know, where the Stewardship Council Board feels very strongly that it is worthy of a significant financial investment. I think we all see this as one of the gems of PG&E's portfolio.
And has the transfer already happened? Is that right, Amy Crawford?
Yeah, it closed escrow on October 17th of last year. Right. So, mm-hmm. Yes, the RCD is now the owner of about a little over half of PG&E's land up there. So there are new neighbors.
Okay, so Amy, just about half a minute left. People who are used to going to MacArthur Swamp, will they really notice any changes in the coming years?
I think only to the extent, as Heidi mentioned, that the RCD makes any infrastructure changes. The land up there that is still accessible to the public will remain that way. There's a couple boat launches that will still be accessible. Those are part of PG&E's FERC licensing obligations. So there'll be no changes. The grazing will continue. The whole goal of conservation is that the landscape doesn't change, right? So
right.
Hopefully it won't.
All right. So things will stay relatively same as they are now, just with different yep. owners at the MacArthur Swamp, where PG&E has been the owner for many years now, but gave up 4,500 acres of that land in October. Amy Crawford is the Hydro Support Manager at PG&E. Heidi Krolik is the Executive Director at the Pacific Forest and Watershed Lands Stewardship Council. Thank you both for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.